Back here at the Astrodome, happy Memorial Day weekend to you. Hope you've driven safely to where you're going or where you are, and you will get home safely during this weekend's worth of activity. Lots of people out on the road and enjoying themselves. And we're here at the Dome to enjoy a ball game between the Houston Gamblers and the Arizona Outlaws. Once again, happy you could be with us wherever you are in the greater Houston area, enjoying your Memorial Day weekend. Ed Biles along with myself, John Greer, and we are all set to play. Gamblers will receive the ball from the south end. They've got triple coverage back in the back to receive that kick. Scott McGee, Gerald McNeil, and Clarence Verdan. Set to kick for Arizona is Luis Zendejas, number 8. Ed?
Should be an interesting one, John. I'd like to see the Gamblers get off to a good start and continue that way for the whole ball game. They need to get some momentum going down this stretch. They haven't played well, especially the second half of the last couple of ball games. Officials are having some problem with the shoe of Luis Zendejas. They went out there, they made him take some tape off of that shoe. Now, John, I see they brought him all the way over to the sideline. Looks like
they're going
to
make him put on a different shoe or something.
Well, they were very unhappy with some situation out there with him.
He's without a thigh pad, and that's against the rules. You have to be properly, or a knee pad. There you are. He's inserting a knee pad into his kicking leg, and those kickers like to be unencumbered as much as they can be, and Zendejas kind of flexed the rules a little bit. You've got to be properly protected out there, and that includes knee and thigh pads.
You know, my feeling, if a guy is that stupid, let him go ahead. He's only hurting himself. I can't understand why a guy would want to go out there without the proper padding on.
One well-placed helmet, and you're over with.
And he makes his living with his leg.
And guess who was the tattletale? Andy Hawkins. He went over to the referee and started the conversation that will last all ball game by telling him about Zendejas' knee pad. The kick is short and to the right-hand side. Vince Corville, instead of Gerald McNeil, takes it at the 15, at the 20. He's at the 21-yard line, and he's bottled up right there by number 59, Dave Simmons, along with help from Trent Bryant, the cornerback. And that's where the Gamblers will take over, first and 10 from their own 21. Let's check the Gambler offense for you. Across the front line today, it'll be Rob Taylor at left tackle, Scott Boucher's the left guard, Billy Kidd at center, Dan Rosato's the right guard, and Tommy Robinson is the right tackle. The wide receivers are Gerald McNeil and Scott McGee to start things out. Clarence Verdan and Richard Johnson are the slot backs, the running back Todd Fowler in this opening series, and the quarterback Jim Kelly.